Call the October 1st Common Council meeting order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Very different.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman Dandria. Alderman Mayor will be here shortly. Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Barber.
Here.
Alderman Nelson.
Here. We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That's good.
Well, I want to welcome the school district folks and the library board and Mr. Hanley's here tonight. Wonderful. Here we go. Okay, so the first item on the agenda is the citizens' comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak, rise, come forward, give us your name and address. Anybody? Mr. Skoronski, Mr. Representative.
Good evening, everybody.
Hey, good evening.
How's everybody in this wonderful wet evening?
Got 3 minutes.
Is that it?
Okay. The first game is on soon, so you make
okay,
it two.
So shut up, hurry up, and get out of here. Okay, I wish that's the time to speak on item 6 when that comes up, please.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Any objection? Okay. Anyone else? Mr. Lewandowski, good evening.
Leroy Lewandowski, 8030 West Winston Way. I want to start out with the audio system that we just put in. It appears that it doesn't work any better than the old one, especially, Mike, especially Mayor, when you are sitting about 2 feet away from there and you keep twisting your head between one side and the other, and I can't hardly hear you. I mean, this, if we spent a lot of money for this issue, we should have a lot better. I expected to see big speakers on both sides. We only got 4 speakers. We got 24 speakers in the community room. I don't quite understand. And I see Mark over here playing with the equipment here, and I thought we had somebody that knew what they were doing about the system. That's enough for that. But also, there's this... construction is interfering with the senior program, meal program, because these people are always seem to be working where the entrances are. They don't work away from it. They seem to work in it. And then the parking is so horrible that some of the people had to go all the way to the historical area so that they could get in here. They have to walk with these four-wheel walkers. Some only have the two-wheel. They drag. These people walk with canes. I mean, this is ridiculous to have all these old people doing that. I just can't understand why we have to put up with it. Then there's the stormwater grade specification. We have a specification that came out in 2001. And now we updated it to 2019. But when you look at the roundabout, there's no improvement on the grates. And we, the whole rock system, the grates that are in there, they're old-fashioned. They're dangerous to bicycles. I can't understand this. And on the spec, it says, or equivalent. So the persons that were in charge of it could have put the right ones in. There's cupped ones. There's 45 degrees. And so, you know, it's kind of bad when we have to deal with that. And then there's the baseball street that's called Baseball Street, construction at the Rock. If you look at that road where they put that walk and a railing there, they overbuilt it across, built it out onto the air, actually. It's a danger for the cars. I spoke to somebody involved in that, and they said they were going to look into it. Who's in charge of designing? That's a city street, as far as I understand. And that's ridiculous where a car can roll over on that thing. And even the people walking. Who is responsible for this kind of confusion or damaging or whatever you want to call it? It's unacceptable. Thank you.
You're right. Anyone else? Okay, seeing no one else rise, I'll close the citizens' comment period. Item C, approval of the regular meeting minutes of September 17th. Any additions or corrections?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to G1, which is a presentation of the Franklin Public Library Strategic Plan. Ms. Leffel, good evening. And you brought support.
Okay, is this on?
Yep.
Okay, because I know last night I didn't have it on. Okay, first off, I want to thank you for allowing me to come here and present our strategic plan for the library.
Jennifer, excuse me. You want to use one of those? Gooseneck mics?
Mark and I decided I'd use this.
You got to get closer to your mouth, please.
Okay. Is that better?
Can somebody get Mr. Lewandowski the assisted listening device, please?
That'd be great.
We'll get you the assisted listening device at next meeting. Just talk to Sandy. We'll get it for you. Ms. Leffel.
Okay. One of my favorite topics to talk about is the library, so I'll try to make this quick. I didn't realize I was up against a Brewer game. So.
Sandy, next meeting.
We started the process last year of selecting a, with the strategic plan process. And I wanted to show one of the things we did within the last couple of months is we redid our logo to kind of match the new Franklin logo. This is our old logo, which was more traditional, so we like our new logo. The first thing we did was we rewrote our mission statement. And our mission statement, as adopted by the Library Board on March 25th, is the Franklin Public Library is dedicated to providing every member of our community with abundant opportunities to learn, explore, and connect. So obviously learning, we promote lifelong learning in the community. We provide tools for exploration, whether that be for learning a new technology or just using the library to access information in a variety of formats. And we provide a place for connections in the community by hosting book discussion groups, writers groups, children's story times, programming for all ages, and just being a physical space that people can enjoy. We selected Wills to help us with our strategic planning process. Wills is formerly known as the Wisconsin Library Services, a nonprofit membership organization that facilitates collaborative projects and services designed to help its members save time and money and also advance library service, primarily in the state of Wisconsin. Phase one was an initial project meetings, initial meeting with the library director, myself, to determine a timeline, a staff's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats analysis meeting, and the strategic planning committee meeting. Phase two was the community assessment, where we did data gathering, community survey, and community conversations. Phase three, we worked on a strategic plan development. And phase four was writing the strategic plan document itself. And I should mention phase five is going to be the implementation meeting, which we'll hold on October 21st with key library staff, because the strategic plan isn't anything. It's just a document unless you work to implement it. Our strategic planning committee was made up of two library board representatives, two library staff representatives, one Franklin Public Schools representative, one Franklin Public Library Foundation representative, a high school student, and one community member. That committee developed a community survey to go live in January of 2019. And they rewrote the library's mission statement, which I read, to reflect library objectives for existence, describes what the library does and why we need it. Our community survey went live in January and February, and we had 849 respondents, of which 5% never use the library, 9% use it 2 to 3 times per year, 20% use it 3 to 6 times per year, 40% use it 1 to 2 times per month, and 26% use it on a weekly basis. And it might be hard to see, but Franklin residents made up the vast majority of survey respondents at 93%. So we were really pleased with the amount of never use or seldom use the library, because those are important opinions and perspectives to get. Survey respondents told us, and there were hundreds and hundreds of comments, so I just picked a few. In all of Franklin, our library is my favorite place, providing just about everything one may need in a public library. I appreciate that our library has been a safe place where I've raised my children through toddler baby programs and now onto teen after school activities. The library is my go-to source for all media other than online reading. I am a late millennial working in a nonprofit organization. Financially, I have no other option and I'm grateful for our library. Thank you for all the work you do in providing such an amazing resource. Franklin Library is one of the best I have been to in the state of Wisconsin. The library and staff are an excellent resource and enhance education at all levels. And one of the comments, and there were a few comments about our hours, not as many as I expected, but this one was opening earlier, say 9 a.m. on weekdays and more Sunday hours would be nice. And better marketing to the community. I do not feel drawn to the library, which kind of hurts, but, you know, it shows that we need maybe to get our message out that we're not doing an adequate job. So, yeah. We also held three community conversations. We had 37 total participants. And I want to say we did these community conversations over the week that we had the polar vortex. So I applaud the 37 participants who came out to help the library. So we had representation from City Hall, local businesses, organizations, Franklin Public Schools, along with residents of Franklin, representing a diverse point of view. A good mix of library users and non-users, retired and working aged, families and singles. And a good group of individuals who were very open to sharing what they perceived were the strengths and weaknesses of our community and what role the library might play in enhancing our community. So there were common themes. The library is community center, library is information center, and library is a meeting space for community groups. And that the three groups, almost all of them, talked about these three themes, even though they didn't know what the other groups had talked about. So it was very interesting. The community conversation participants told us the library is a hub of the community and a gathering spot for many groups. The community has siloed pockets of neighborhoods, and siloed was a word they used, with a lack of sidewalks and public transportation and can be very isolating. The library is seen as an example of what can happen in Franklin when the community comes together. There's no trusted source for communication within the city that residents and groups can contribute content to and learn about events and happenings. The library is the chief information officer for the community. There are opportunities for the library to better service aging populations with mobility and access challenges. The library should work more closely with the schools, especially the high school, to provide opportunities and spaces at the library for teens. And the library could partner more with businesses, holding a career fair in the library as a hub for connections to local employers. So one of the things we also worked on were our library values, and you'll see them in your strategic plan packet that I gave you. First, we are dedicated to our community. We recognize that all of our efforts will have a larger impact when we intentionally center them on the aspirations and lives of the people in our community. We are dedicated to fostering connections in our community. We will be a welcoming gathering place for the community and a cornerstone of family, cultural, and civic life in Franklin. We are dedicated to reaching out to our community. We will develop relationships and work in concert with our city, schools, and other community partners to provide services to the community outside the library walls. We are dedicated to fostering curiosity and lifelong learning in our community. We will cultivate an open-minded and creative environment that encourages everyone to explore new experiences and ideas. We are dedicated to being good stewards of the library and all it contains. We will efficiently deliver outstanding value to the community by thoughtfully and responsibly managing the resources that have been entrusted to the library. We value our staff as a vital resource for the library and our patrons. And we will continuously develop staff to their greatest potential as they are our greatest resource and the key to upholding our mission and values. We will provide meaningful staff engagement and robust staff support to ensure employee longevity and a healthy life-work balance. So getting into our goals and objectives, you have your packet, so I'm going to go through them pretty quickly. But strategic goal number one is programming. The Franklin Public Library will provide quality programming and events that deliver value to our community while best utilizing the resources of the library. I think in a nutshell, what we're saying is we want to be strategic about our programs. We want to provide programs that our community wants. We'll do a comprehensive evaluation of our programs. We'll be strategic with our programming. And we'll coordinate with community groups and members. We'll provide programming in the community, especially areas that have been traditionally underserved. Strategic goal one, measures for success, will be we'll have an increased diversity of library users, improved utilization of staff capacity related to programming, and new partnerships established and current partnerships enhanced. Strategic goal number two, the library will be a community hub. The library is the center of the community and will work to foster and grow our role as a community connector. Our objectives: strengthen community relationships and increase community perception, grow and foster partnerships that will help the library achieve its mission, and provide access to trusted and open sources of information. Our measures for success will be increased utilization of the library by community groups, increased awareness of library resources available to support the works of groups and organizations in our community, and new partnerships established and current partnerships expanded. Strategic goal number three covers our services and collections. We will increase the use of our services by expanding the library's presence in the community by providing enhanced access to a variety of resources. Our objectives: libraries' resources and collections will meet the needs of the community. We'll bring the library to the community through outreach efforts, and we'll increase active cardholders and use of the collections. We'll increase connections to area schools and senior communities. Our measures for success: increased circulation of all collections, increased number of cardholders, an increased diversity of library users, an increased awareness of collections and services. Strategic goal number four covers marketing and awareness. We will increase public awareness of the library, its resources, and the importance of the library to the community. Our objectives will be create a marketing plan, promote the library through participation in and hosting of community events, and increase the perceived value of being a library cardholder and user of library resources. Our measures: increase circulation and use of library services, increase number of cardholders, increased satisfaction with and awareness of services. And strategic goal number five, organizational health. And I have to say, these goals aren't in any particular order, but I would say organizational health is probably one of the most important, because if we don't have good organizational health, nothing else in this plan really matters. The library will continuously develop and implement well-developed and executed plans to strengthen our staffing, building and grounds, and finances. We will develop long-term plans for staffing and staff development, buildings and grounds, finances. We'll develop and implement ongoing maintenance, preventative maintenance, and capital improvement strategies. Continued development of relationship with colleges and universities with accredited library programs to provide internship opportunities. And develop strong relationships with organizations, groups, and other city departments that will help the library accomplish its mission to serve the community. Our measures for success: staffing levels in line with state library standards, improved utilization of library spaces and established plan for future building needs, strong and stable finances for the library, and new partnerships established and current partnerships expanded to reach objectives. Now, just because I'm a librarian, I wanted to talk a little bit about the five laws of library science. In grad school, we talked frequently about this theory, which was proposed by S.R. Ranganathan in 1931, which details the five core principles of operating a library. One, books are for use. Because back in Ranganathan's time, a lot of libraries didn't allow people to take books out, so he was a real big proponent of, if there's a book, it should be used, it should be taken out. Every person, his or her book. The second law means that librarians serve a wide collection of patrons, and we select materials to fit a vast collection of needs and do not judge what specific patrons choose to read. Everyone has different tastes and differences, and libraries should respect this. 3, every book gets reader. This means the library's books have a place in the library, even if a smaller demographic might choose to read it. And 4, save the time of the reader, which means that all patrons should be able to easily locate the material they desire quickly and efficiently, which I have to say the library needs to work a little bit on, because sometimes people come in and the library can be a little confusing. And 5, which is my favorite, the library is a growing organism. And I wanted to bring these principles up because this one means that a library should be a continually changing institution, never static. Books, methods, and the physical library should be updated over time. Frankly, libraries adapt. We adapt to our communities. And then the strategic plan process has ended, but is really just the beginning. And the Franklin Public Library Board of Trustees and staff are excited to watch the library continue to grow and serve the Franklin community well for a very long time. And one last thing, this is it. This is one of my favorite quotes. Libraries will get you through times of no money better than money will get you through times of no libraries. Questions?
Certainly. What are you going to do tomorrow?
What?
What are you going to do tomorrow?
Celebrate that I'm done with this.
You got a lot of stuff on that plate. So I thought it was well done. Thank you very much. I do have a couple of questions. On your supporting data, library visits.
Yes.
Seems like 2013 was a good year. And then in circulation, our meeting attendance, I see we've been on a downturn. What was happening in 2011 that was more successful than what we're doing today?
I think part of it is what you were seeing back then was the effects of the Great Recession. Our highest circulation and probably programming attendance was during that time. People didn't have jobs. They were coming to the library looking for work. People were checking out more things because they couldn't afford to buy them. So I think that was a key thing. You know, now with employment, many people employed, maybe they don't have time to come to the library as much as they used to.
Well done. Thank you, Library Board. Question, Alderman Nelson.
I just want to say thank you very much. I think you did an outstanding job, and I thank you for the job you do, because I couldn't do it.
Oh, thank you. Was I too long?
No.
Outstanding.
Right amount.
Thank you.
Right amount.
I hope perfect. I didn't talk too fast.
No, it was good. It's good.
Excellent job.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
A lot of good information you gave us.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. Thank you, Library Board. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm.